Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, where we're being joined by the head coach of Belmont Clemmy Varsity Girls Basketball, James Severson. And as the Broncos are preparing to start their season, Coach, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for the opportunity.
Coach, I guess to start off, you know, last year the team finished 12-11, and they were 6-10 overall in the conference. What lessons did you learn about the team last season that you take into this season and you're hoping to carry throughout the rest of the season?
Yeah, for sure. So last season was kind of an up and down for us. We had games where we, you know, played lights out, and we had games where we kind of struggled a little bit. And I think what we kind of learned from that is, you know, we need a little bit more variety, and we need a little bit to get everybody involved in our offense and just make sure that we have sound defense across the board, make sure everybody knows their roles and what they're supposed to be doing. And so we're going to carry that over into this season and, try to pin those down a little bit more than we did last year.
And you graduated 5 seniors from last year's team. How are you approaching the challenge of replacing those players with their experience and leadership?
Yeah, you know, when we graduated a ton of great talent last year, Addison Lamb and Quinn Gabrielson, you know, just a ton of things that you can't really, you know, replace. You're talking almost 700 points between the two of them, you know, that you're trying to replace. But I think what we also have coming back for us is, you know, we have a lot of girls that have been around the program for a long time. And, you know, so now it's shine and to be a part of Bronco basketball and kind of show what they can do.
Some of the players looking at the roster that are returning didn't really see a whole lot of varsity time last season. What has the off-season preparation looked like for them to step into bigger roles this season?
Yeah, you know, we've just done a lot of, you know, trying to get some fundamentals and skills down. We've been to some camps throughout the summer to try to prepare our girls for that next step into the varsity role. But we just a lot of conversation about kind of expectations and what we hope from them and want from them and go from there.
And with the newer group, Coach, taking the floor, what kind of identity or playing style do you hope that this year's team will have?
Oh, I think we're going to be pretty stout on defense. We're going to have a lot of speed up top with Kendra Hudepohl and Lila Swenson. But I think also we're going to bring back just some size on the outside a little bit. Kaylin Morris, Nevi McMurray, you know, those are going to be kind of our leaders that we're going to rely on as on the floor offensively and defensively. And, you know, I think offensively we're going to have to find a groove and find something that works for us. You know, when you are trying to replace, you know, 700 points in the season, it's kind of a daunting experience, but I think we're going to take it game at a time. And, you know, we don't need one player or two players, you know, to score 20 points a game. We want to kind of spread that out so that a lot of girls get an opportunity. And, you know, if we get 6 or 7 girls with, you know, 7, 8 points a game, you know, that's going to, you know, be really, really good for us in the end.
And Coach, are there any players in the off season that have really impressed you with their off season work, or and which ones of those do you think fans of Broncos basketball should be keeping an eye on this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, our seniors, Kendra Hudepohl, Kaylin Morris, they've been in the gym. They've been working on, you know, just general basketball fundamentals and skills. And, you know, I think somebody that's going to maybe surprise some people are our two shooters, Nevi McMurray. She'll be a junior this year. And then Avery Bozart will be a sophomore for us this year. And I think those two are going to surprise some people. And so we hope that, you know, they can find a groove from the outside and knock down some shots for us.
More with the head coach of Belmont Clemmy Girls Basketball, James Severson, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of Belmont Clemmy Girls Basketball, James Severson. Coach, the top of Iowa West is always competitive. Who do you see as some of the tougher matchups for you this season, and what will it take for the Broncos to compete with them?
Yeah, you are spot on with that. The top of Iowa West has some pretty quality basketball. You know, teams that can make really deep runs into the postseason. You know, Bishop Garrigan is going to be a really tough game. They just, you know, they have talent all over the floor. Four City is going to be a tough game for us as well. But kind of on the flip side of that, you know, every night is also tough. You know, those girls have to show up too. And so it's just going to be kind of a shootout, as most games are in the top of Iowa West. So, you know, we're just going to look to play one game at a time and compete in that game and move on to the next one.
Does your approach change when you have maybe a younger or lesser experienced team, and or do you try to maintain the same system from year to year?
Oh yeah, you got to be flexible, you know, and understand that some of the mistakes that maybe we made last year, we could be a little bit more critical of, because those girls have been around the program for 3 or 4 years. You know, but we are bringing back, you know, zero starters from last year. And so it's going to be tough for us to kind of be heavy on the gas all the time. You know, there's going to be a lot of conversations, a lot of like, hey, you know, you saw this, what can we do? A lot of back and forth, a lot of encouragement. So that's kind of our goal of what we're going to do and how we're going to approach the girls this year.
Coach, last question for you today on the Coach's Corner. What are some realistic goals you've set for the team, and in both in terms of wins and overall growth for this season?
Well, our goal is just to continually grow every game. You know, wins and losses are going to come and go. We're going to, you know, we don't want to put a number on it and say, you know, we're looking for X amount of wins. We're looking to grow with each game, to be more competitive in each game. And I think the wins will come throughout the season, as our players grow, as they fill in the roles and fit into our system a little bit. So I think the wins will come. And so our goal is just to be more positive and grow with each game.
Coach, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today on the Coach's Corner. The best of luck to you and the Broncos as you get set to start this season.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Belmont Clemmy Girls Basketball, James Severson, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.